Joining us now are folks from the Stanton Composite Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol. We'd like to welcome Major Randy Knox. Major Knox, thank you so much for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
And you brought a couple of your cadets, and this is a couple of first-timers with us here on the air here. Would you want to introduce them?
Sure. We've got Cadet Second Lieutenant Grant Argabright. He is our Cadet Squadron Commander.
Lieutenant, welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Cadet Staff Sergeant Isaac Clark.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming in, Sergeant Clark. It is that time of year. The school is out, the summer is on, and we've had you on traditionally just about every year. It's been a little different since COVID has set in. I guess we can start by asking you, Randy, what it's been like the last couple of years. Have you had to change a lot of what you've done the last couple of years because of the pandemic?
Yeah, we sure have. The Civil Air Patrol, the whole organization, as basically everybody in the United States or the world for that matter, has impacted by COVID. And for, you know, the better part of 2 years, we had to suspend a lot of our activities and a lot of our events and so forth. And as a result, our membership dropped off, as did a lot of organizations. However, the last few months, now that we're getting back into more of a normal situation where we can restart our activities, things have really picked up. Our membership has picked up. In fact, our membership out at Stanton right now is higher even than it was prior to the pandemic. So,
good to hear.
So we're doing well, and we're sure glad we can get back to our normal activities. We'll talk about a few of those in a few minutes.
I bet you are. Let's talk to a couple of the young men you have coming in. You brought in Second Lieutenant Grant Argabright. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a Northfielder? Where are you from, and how long have you been in the cadets or in the Civil Air Patrol?
Yeah, so originally I was born in Wisconsin. I moved to Ohio when I was 2, and then I moved to Northfield when I was 10. So I've moved around a lot from there. I first joined the Civil Air Patrol in June of 2019, and I had no idea what it was when I first joined, and I've loved every part of it. I've made great memories, learned a lot, gained a lot.
Let's talk a little bit about joining. You said you didn't really know too much about it at that point. Was there an event, or was a friend involved, or how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I was at school one day, and I saw someone leave with a military-looking uniform. So I was curious, and I asked them. I said, "What is that?" And they explained to me what Civil Air Patrol is, and they said, come to one meeting and see if you like it." And I ended up coming to a lot more than one.
So you've been in it for a solid 3 years now.
Yes.
All right. Let's move things over and talk with Sergeant Clark. Sergeant, tell us a little about your journey into the Civil Air Patrol.
Sure. So I joined, I think it was February of 2021. Mm-hmm. So I'm still relatively new, but I know my way around things. The reason I joined is I went to the Stanton Airport in search of my private pilot's license. So I took a glider flight with a fellow, and I was curious about gaining my private pilot's license, and he informed me that if I were to join Civil Air Patrol, that I could get a major discount on that. So that's what originally drew me, but that being said, I haven't actually made a lot of strides towards my private pilot's license since then, because I've been so distracted by the amazing opportunities Civil Air Patrol has been giving me besides that, so...
There'll be plenty of time for that license.
For sure.
Side note, what did you think of that glider? I've always wanted to go up in a glider. Were you actually able to go up in one?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I've been in a couple of glider flights. 2 of them have been provided by Civil Air Patrol.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool experience.
All right. Tell us about some of your experiences within the Civil Air Patrol, and we'll let you go first this time.
Sure. So, I just recently went to Encampment Preparatory School up in Camp Ripley. So I was able to go to Camp Ripley and actually be there. That was really cool. You had, Blackhawks coming in out of the base all the time. And it was just an awesome experience. And you get to socialize with a lot of people with, wing events, which would be statewide. And then a lot of stuff that Civil Air Patrol has taught me, like, my experiences in the Civil Air Patrol have helped me in my daily life, like, especially with even school. Like, I feel like I have an upper hand on my fellow classmates.
All right. Let's move things over to Lieutenant Argabar. Tell us a little bit about the things that you have been involved with the Civil Air Patrol.
Yeah, so right away I went to Minnesota Leadership Academy. Then I went again the next year after, so it happens once a year, and I've been two times. That's taught me amazing leadership skills. I actually staffed the Encampment Preparatory School that he's talking about. It's all of this has taught me great leadership abilities, and I also, I'm the Color Guard Commander, so that's, I've been able to do many things through that. I presented the National Anthem at a lot of different games throughout the state, and I even did a few Honor Guard events where we would place flags on veterans' caskets, and gone out throughout the state and place flags on veterans' graves as well.
All right. Now, I know the Color Guard, in the past, there have been competitions for that. I don't know if those were put on hold during the pandemic or not. Are we back doing those things, or are you being involved in that?
Yeah. So last year, we got fourth, or this coming year. It was January of this year. So they're back on. They're happening. I'm actually going to the National Cadet competition in at Wright-Patt in Ohio to go staff that.
All right.
Interesting experience.
All right. Sounds. Have you been involved with it too, Sergeant?
Yeah, so I've been in the Color Guard since, I think it was like a couple months after I joined, and it's been nothing but an amazing experience.
All right, so you did were part of the competition this, I guess this January.
I was, yes.
All right, let's move things back to Major Knox here and talk about an event that you have coming up, and it's coming right up tomorrow. We're going to have some warm temps, but hopefully it'll be a pretty good day for you.
Yeah, before I address that, let me just make a couple of comments. Both of these young men here are instrumental in our Color Guard team. They, Lieutenant Argabright has mapped out a good training program, and they're preparing themselves well for the upcoming competition. So he mentioned that they came in fourth last time. I'm sure they're going to do quite a bit better here coming up. I do want to mention the Color Guard. We did have the opportunity to present the colors at the National Anthem at the St. Paul Saints baseball game at Military Appreciation Day in late May. These two, plus the other four members of our Color Guard team, were out in front of probably 6,000 to 8,000 fans. So that's an opportunity that not very many young people get to do, is to perform, and they performed well in front of a large audience. Mm-hmm. Those types of things develop the poise and the confidence and the self-awareness in these young people, and that's an important part of the Civil Air Patrol program.
Absolutely. That had to be, was it fun getting in front of all those, 6,000 to 8,000 people? That's probably a different experience.
It was definitely a different experience, yeah.
All right.
It's really fun.
All right. Tomorrow night we have got a special event coming up. It's a search and rescue exercise. And we've got the Minnesota Air Rescue Team coming to Stanton, and they're going to do it. The Minnesota Air Rescue Team is a collaboration between the State Patrol Flight Division and the St. Paul Fire Department paramedical group. They're going to bring a helicopter. They're going to show us how they extract extract individuals out of inaccessible areas. So my understanding is they're going to lower a cable on a hoist and show us how they extract people from areas that they can't be reached by ground. Then we are going to go over to the Filippo Scout Camp, and we're actually going to do a simulated search and rescue, simulated aircraft crash, where it's inaccessible. The MART team will fly in and extract an individual. We're working on, we're not quite sure whether that'll be a member of our squadron or not. We're working on it right now. But at any rate, bring them out, have the cadets perform some first aid on that individual. All of our cadets in the ground team are first aid trained. And then do some other search and rescue tasks, some training out there. So that event will start at 5 p.m. at Stanton tomorrow night. That's and that's certainly open to the public. They can come out and watch. Anybody that's interested in Civil Air Patrol, this would be a very unique opportunity.
Yeah. So. I'm going to ask the cadets about this. First of all, let's start off with Lieutenant Argabright. Have you done this type of thing before or witnessed this? Is this going to be something new for this chapter of the Civil Air Patrol?
I've done many it's called a UBX, unit-based exercise, or a search and rescue exercise, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I've done many of these throughout different experiences in the Civil Air Patrol, and they're always more than I can imagine. It's great to be able to get out and really feel what it's like to be in an emergency services scenario, and I look forward to this one on Tuesday.
All right, let's ask Sergeant Clark here. You're a little bit newer to the Civil Air Patrol. Have you had the opportunity to see something like this before?
This will be my first search and rescue exercise of this degree. Like, this is going to be my first experience with this kind of exercise, so it's going to be pretty cool.
I would think so. There's an excitement and probably even a little bit of an adrenaline rush that kind of goes along with that, because you got to be focused there's no room for mistakes when you get into situations like that. So, all right. Now, will there be other learning opportunities over the course of the summer before the school starts again this year? Some other activities?
Yeah. So Stanton is one of 24 squadrons in the state of Minnesota, and each squadron hosts various training exercises, and oftentimes those are opened up to other squadrons. So the cadets at Stanton will undoubtedly get some opportunities to participate in some search and rescue activities in other parts of the state. I think this wing probably will have a ground team academy this year. That'll be up at Camp Ripley, or at least in years past it has been. That would be, I think, a three-day academy where they get intensive training in search and rescue. They mentioned encampment. That's a week-long training exercise for cadets. And Sergeant Argabright, or Lieutenant Argabright, will be a flight commander up there. So he has come up through the ranks, and each time the cadet promotes, they get increased leadership opportunities. Sergeant Clark, I believe you're going up to encampment.
Yes,
aren't
I am.
You? Okay. So, and then later on in the fall, the Minnesota Leadership Academy will be coming up. So,
all right. Quite a few opportunities for them.
Yep. And I should maybe back up just a little bit for your listeners that aren't familiar with the Civil Air Patrol. We are an auxiliary of the United States Air Force. We are tasked with providing emergency services capabilities. We do most of the Air Force-directed inland search and rescue activities. We're tasked with aerospace education, training our members in aerospace and strengthening the United States position in aerospace and in cadet programs. And here at Stanton, and probably most squadrons in Minnesota, our emphasis is on cadets. These are young people ages 12 to 18 years old. And as Lieutenant Argabright mentioned, Sergeant Clark as well, they get into it. A lot of them get into it for the aviation opportunities. But most of the cadets that I talk to, it's the leadership aspects that really appeal to them. And you can see from the shoulders and the collars of the uniforms of these two cadets, they have insignia of grade, which is the same as the grade in the United States Air Force. And as they move up in grade, they get more and more leadership opportunities. And these two fine young men are developing very, very well. I'm just really pleased with these cadets.
Yeah, I'm looking at Lieutenant Argerbright. He's got like more awards than you do. He's catching up with you.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, he's doing very well. Well,
all right.
Both of these cadets are doing very well, so I'm very pleased.
And I want to ask you another question. We've been talking with you for a number of years now about the Civil Air Patrol. I recall it wasn't that long ago when you started up, but you've had the opportunity to see some young people grow through the program, and as you mentioned, to age 18, so they kind of age out. Are you still keeping in contact? Are some of the older young people that you've been you're bringing along through some of the years, are they coming back? Are you keeping in touch? Are they helping out?
Some of them, yes. Just this last week, we had a cadet that graduated several years ago. Let's see, I think he's just finished up his sophomore year at St. Thomas. He came back, and we saw him at one of our cadets' graduation parties. We have a cadet that just finished up her freshman year of college in Chicago. She's back for the summer. So yeah, and mm-hmm. And speaking of that, that's one of the great rewards for me, and I'm sure for all senior members, is to watch the development of these young people from the time that they come in and spend 3 or 4 or 5 years in a program. And it's just incredibly rewarding to watch the development that goes on. And so.
All right. Well, we're out of time. We want to thank you so much for coming.
All right, can I make one plug?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
The Stanton Composite Squadron meets every week, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. At Stanton Airfield. For you parents and grandparents that have youth between the ages of 12 and 18 might be interested in aviation or aerospace or leadership, come on out and see us. Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, a little bit of an exception. We'll start at 5 due to our search and rescue exercise. We need to get that in before it gets dark. So,
All right.
So we hope to see you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
And you gentlemen, too.
Thank you.
That's members of the Stanton Composite Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol. We've heard from Major Randall Knox, along with Cadet Second Lieutenant Grant Argerbright and Cadet Staff Sergeant Isaac Clark. We'll be back. Rich is